honored veterans on Wednesday for Veterans Day, and he passed on Wednesday, and nothing that the NWBA that we do today could have been accomplished without his goal in mind for giving people opportunities and a voice after World War II. And so what I took from him and what I really want to continue on in his legacy is, what are we giving back to people with disabilities, but also to society? What role are we playing to advance the belief that people with disabilities become contributing members of society and should have access to all different programming and employment? And what are we doing to better the lives of veterans returning home, or kids who are born with disabilities, or any individual who acquires a disability at some point in their life? You know, we have an obligation to fulfill that and to continue to fulfill that. And part of that is his legacy and what he envisioned so many years ago.
Since you've been involved in it for around, you know, 20 years, I mean, have you seen it grow a lot yourself?
I think so. I mean, the NWBA, in terms of access, I would say even in people's recognition of it, has grown drastically. I think that people around the United States, even around the world, consider wheelchair basketball to be one of the premier or top sports for people with disabilities. I always joke with people, once you see a wheelchair basketball game, you won't want to watch able-bodied basketball anymore, because there's just a heightened level of strategy. There's all of these different components with classification and points on the floor and things that, you know, we don't consider different in sport for people without disabilities. But we are gaining access to more college programs, more junior programs, more adult programs. We're trying to work on additional programming for veterans specifically. I mean, there are a lot of things that we are able to do because of the growth and the recognition that the organization has been able to get over the past few years.
You're retired from basketball. I mean, do you still swim, or are there other sports you're trying to tackle?
I'm now trying CrossFit and yoga, more for exercise purposes, not for anything particularly competitive. I love competitive sports. I've done triathlon since I've retired from basketball, and it's all about health and fitness for me at this point. And really the fun for me now is trying to make the sport better for those that come after me.
You know, we've just learned the funeral services are next Friday for Tim Nugent. I'm wondering if the NWBA has some other plan in the works or something else to honor his legacy with your group.
We are in discussions of what we're going to do to honor him. One of the things is honoring his vision and his mission. So we will continue to press forward to try to do everything we can to better our organization for our members and associates. He dedicated his life to wheelchair basketball, to the NWBA. It's hard to sort of wrap your head around what would be the right tool to really honor him.
Any other stories before I let you go about him?
One of the things that stands out to me, and it's a comment of who he was and his passion for wheelchair basketball, is Dr. Nugent came to our assembly last year, which is where we have all of our delegates together. So basically members from every team have the opportunity to speak and hear the board of directors provide feedback. And we had a very in-depth conversation about the vision and the future of the NWBA, members contributing their thoughts. And Dr. Nugent took the mic and took the floor, and it was silent, and everyone just listened to him. He talked for minutes, but every word he said you took in. And it was passionate, and his passion and his love for the game, but also his desire for the well-being of every athlete within that organization was completely apparent. He literally just took the room. It was pretty amazing. And then, you know, watching him walk around to look at every game that took place in a gym that had 12 courts going at one time. I mean, he walked the gym. That's who he was. I think if ever you saw someone who truly loved something and dedicated their whole life to making it better, that's what he was to the NWBA.